Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Minds Library. I hope you guys are going well and are ready for a banger this week. This is not what I was planning to record and release today, but I think it's a very prevalent thing to be talking about. So, this episode is on living in the maybe, and it's relevant because we are very much living in the maybe nowadays with the state of the world and what's going on. It's quite a stressful time for lots of us, and I think even people that have, not struggled maybe with this pressure of the maybe and going, I have no idea what's next. Like, this is something that I think even people that may not have had struggled with this in the past will definitely be more prominent right now as we live in a lot of uncertainty. So I've personally found that this has been something that I've been reflecting on a lot, and something that friends of mine have also been reflecting on a lot. So I'm just going to jump straight into this episode, and I'm going to be talking about living in the maybe, living without a perceived purpose, and what that brings in the terms of uncertainty for our lives and uncertainty and what we're kind of doing here. So I'm just going to jump straight in. So I'm going to start off the bat by talking about why uncertainty scares the shit out of us. So it's no surprise when you really think about it, because our whole lives we've been conditioned into believing that we should always know the next step of our lives. From birth, we grow up, we go to kindergarten, and then we go straight on to primary school. And then we know that when we finish primary school, we're going to go to high school. And then, a lot of the case when we finish high school, it's definitely very much so the path is you should be going to university or starting work. There's the path for you. We've always known the next steps in our lives. So when we don't know what the next step is, we're like, fuck, like there's something wrong with us. Like, everyone knows what they're doing, everyone knows the next step. We should know the next step. So, there is something wrong with me for not knowing. And another thing is, we have also been conditioned into believing that we should be conducting everything in a timely manner. So, again, like we've always been living off timelines from a very young age. Primary school goes for a certain amount of years, high school goes for a certain amount of years, then we should go to school, then we should be working this amount of time per week for this amount of years until we can retire, and then we have this amount of time to enjoy our retirement before our whatever it is that we hit the hay. So there's always timelines. So when we don't have a timeline for ourselves and we don't have a direction in terms of the next step, and then if we combine that with that the idea that success is measured in many different ways and it's an individual measurement, but I would say as a general consensus in society, success is measured off the amount of money that you're making and the amount of money you have in the bank. So if you put all three of these together, you have no idea what the next step is in your life. You don't know the timeline for this step because you don't even know what the step is, and you don't have a plan when it comes to like how you're going to monetize what you're even thinking of doing, or how that's going to make money for you so you can pay your bills, pay your mortgage, get your groceries every week. If you put all three of those together, that is the recipe for a very stressful situation. So we think something's wrong with us if we don't know what we're up to and what we're doing. If we don't know what our purpose is and how, or have any long-term goals, then we don't feel significant. Because, as I said just before, like when we should be knowing the next step, conducting things in a timely manner, and earning money, if we're not doing any of those things, or we don't even have a direction that leads towards any of those things, we are not going to feel significant. And this is flawed because significance does not come from the outside. And this is something that I think we're always going to be working through, because we live in a world that's externalized. We live in a physical world where we're connecting with people on a physical basis. Everything around us is a reflection of who we are and who we perceive ourselves to be. So we do get this idea that our significance comes from the impact we make, how much money we're earning, the relationships we have. And while all of these things are amplifiers and they can amplify the quality of our lives, that is not the source of our significance. But we are conditioned into believing that if we don't have a purpose, long-term goals, and those purp that purpose or that long-term goal doesn't lead towards an end result that gives us security in the form of financial security, then we do not see ourselves as significant. And think about it again, like this is conditioning from a very young age. We've based our significance from as young as I can remember off external matter. So, your grades at school, did you get an A? Did you get a B? Did you get a C? What sports were you playing? Did you get trophies? Did you win any games? Did you win any grand finals? Did you get any awards? Were you recognized for your efforts for whatever it was you were doing growing up, whether it was curricular or extracurricular? I don't even know if extracurricular is a thing. I actually think I might have just made that up. But what I'm trying to say is what we're always measured or we're always perceived to being measured around what everything in the external says about us. So especially what the people around us think of us and what we perceive them to think of us. And it's funny that we base our significance off what other people around us think. So they say, oh wow, look, that person's got a really nice house, a really nice car. They're successful. Like you, good on you, buddy. I'm gonna pat you on the back. I'm drawn to you. And we get validation out of that, and that's where we think our significance comes from. And this is the biggest load of shit because our significance always comes from within. And I know that can be, that's a really interesting way of putting it, but the whole system and how we've been raised and the direction we have been kind of taught to go of like getting a job so we can pay our bills, so we can buy a house, buy a car, have a family. All of this is what society reflects on us as significant. So when you're in a place of uncertainty and living in the maybe, and you're not going to feel significant because you're not externalizing any results, so people can't go, oh, look at you, you're doing great, good on you, then you're going to feel directionless and you don't have anything to flash. You don't have any like, hey, I got this certificate. I make this amount of money per week. This is the house I own. These are the holidays I go on. This is something we always will be, struggle with. Everyone struggles with this, no matter what your level of success is. And really, we need to be able to know what success even means. And as I said, that's individually defined. And as I said, a lot of us define success off, financial security and wealth. And wealth can also mean so many things, but I would say that success to me is being able to ride the waves of life with respect to yourself and treating yourself with respect and not pushing away negative experiences or holding on to experiences and trying to force the flow of life. I think effectively riding the ups and downs and the waves and riding it with dignity and respect and treating those around you and yourself with compassion is what I would say is one of the most ultimate forms of success. But that's not what we're taught. As I said, success is, it has to be externalized. So if you can't flash your significance, then you don't really, can't flash significance in the form of external matter or external success, then you're not really going to feel significant at all. And this is what leads to fear. So ultimately, what causes the most suffering when we're living in the maybe is that fear tends to be the driving force when we're living in uncertainty. So it's not the fact that we don't know what we're doing. It's the fact that we hate ourselves for not knowing what we're doing that's actually causing the suffering in the form of fear. So, our brain constantly compares the past in order to determine the future. So, if you feel insignificant today and you have felt insignificant for a while because you don't really know the direction you're going in, what your brain does is it reflects on the past and it goes, okay, this person didn't have a goal today. They didn't have a goal yesterday. They don't know what their purpose is. They haven't known what their purpose is for a while. They don't know what impact they want to make now. So That must mean that the future's the same. They're always going to be running around in circles, not knowing what their vision is, not knowing what their goals are, not knowing what their purpose is, not knowing what they want their impact to be. Oh, that sucks to be them. And that's what the brain's feeding you. It's like if you're living life from fear, based in fear, which it affects all of us, but if you're embedded in this cycle of fear and this cycle of being scared about the fact that you don't know, then your brain's going to convince you that your present and the way that you've always been and the way that you've always lived is always going to be your future. And that sounds pretty fucked to me because if you're in a place of uncertainty now and you don't really know what your goals are and you're feeling like you're a fish out of water, and then your brain's going, well, you're always going to feel like that, that's what amplifies the pain. Not the fact that you don't know now, it's the fact that you think you're never going to know. So that's really something I want to touch base on because fear never gets us anywhere. So when we're afraid of, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, it holds us back from being able to change the habits that we're in because we get overwhelmed. We get so overwhelmed. We're scared shitless. And we have no idea what we're meant to be doing, but we're not going to take the necessary action required in order for us to keep moving. So, a lot of the time, most of the time, fear shows itself in the form of overwhelm and excuses that it causes analysis paralysis. So, I know personally for me, this is something I've struggled with when I get my. I get an idea and I have a goal for myself. I tell myself it has to be done by a certain time, otherwise I'm not going to do it. And the thing is, when I'm allowing fear to dictate this journey and to dictate the direction of the goal that I'm wanting to achieve, it always ends in me, just freezing up and not actually taking the action that is required to reach that goal that I want. Because I'm scared. I'm scared of like the fact that my past is going to equal my future. So why try? Because my brain's already told me that no matter what I do, I'm always going to be the same and I'm always going to be where I am now. So you can see that when you're living from a place of fear because you are in a place of uncertainty, it's just going to result in you running around in circles, chasing your own tail, wondering what the fuck the purpose is of all of this. And when we're not moving, we stop growing. And if we're not growing, we're dying. Growth is a pivotal part of having a positive human experience on this in this life because if you're just stuck doing the same thing every day and you don't feel like you're progressing, then you're going to feel you're going to have some bad, direct some harsh feelings towards yourself. You're not going to feel significant to yourself or to others. And then the rest of your life is going to reflect that. You're going to, that's going to show in your relationships. If you don't feel significant for yourself and you don't feel like you're making enough of an impact for yourself, then you're not going to feel like you're going to be able to make any positive impact for other people. And then you're going to be behaving in the way that you believe that you are. So your relationships are going to suffer, your work life is going to suffer, your mental health will suffer incredibly. So, this is a path that a lot of us get stuck on, and I think it is pivotal to growth as well, because as I said, we've all been conditioned into this system, into this prevalent way of being and thinking, which was what I said before. That we have to know what we're doing next. We have to know the time that we're going to be doing it in and when we're going to reach that goal. And there has to be some form of monetary result in the form of financial freedom. So we feel like we need to be on this journey now and it has to be done ASAP. Like there's such a rush for us to achieve everything and we're running, it's like we're running to the finish line, but there is no finish line. And just the very idea that we're running towards a finish line will stop a lot of us in our tracks because that's when our limiting beliefs will come in and we'll be like, well, if I can't do it now, I'm never going to be able to do it, so why even try? And or even if we think we can do it, we're just going to be so overwhelmed by everything that we see we have to do. And instead of focusing on one thing at a time and actually getting the enjoyment that comes from hard work. We're just going to be stressing ourselves out to the point of breakdown and burnout, which again will just put us back in square one. So, what are some ways that we can switch up our thinking here and adjust how we perceive the fact that we don't think we're achieving anything now and shift that into a different mindset and a different way of seeing that's going to serve our growth and allow us to continue down the road of living in the maybe? Because, my friend, life is always going to be living in the maybe. We see all these people around us that are, we perceive as successful, especially with social media. We see all of the good moments in people's lives, the happy moments, them smiling, them laughing. We don't see them crying on the toilet. We don't see them, in the morning with like eyeballs that won't open because they've been crying all night. We don't see that shit. So we just assume that there's something wrong with us because everyone else is happy, everyone else is successful, everyone else doesn't struggle. I'm the only one that struggles, so there's something wrong with me. So that's the first thing. You need to stop convincing yourself that you're the only one. That is absolute bullshit. You are not the only one that struggles. You are not the only one that has trauma. You are not the only one that has no fucking idea what they're doing. And if you're going to do that and you're going to keep convincing yourself that you're the only one that's struggling, the only one that doesn't know, and the only one that isn't enough, the only one that hasn't achieved anything, the only one that's behind on life while everyone else is ahead, this is a form of self-victimization that will do nothing but leave you feeling powerless. And if you feel powerless, you don't see that you have the power to change, so nothing will. Yeah, I can guarantee you that every human being on this planet has struggled and does continue to struggle because that's what life is. Life is a series of waves, highs and lows. And as we reach successes, we also have failures and we have good days and bad days. And as soon as we attach to this idea that we're the only one that struggles with shit, we're not going to do anything about it. We're just going to continue to victimize ourselves and go, "Someone help me, someone save me. I'm broken, something's wrong with me. Come fix me." We don't see that we have the power to change, and when we don't see that we have the power to change, things will just stay the same. And if things are staying the same, we're not growing, and if we're not growing, we're dying. Hate to repeat myself, but this stuff is really important to understand because these ways of thinking that aren't serving you, they're just thoughts. And thoughts aren't tangible things. They're ideas that come from within. And we always have the power to shift our perspective and shift our thoughts on the experiences that we're having so we can enhance the quality of our own lives and also the quality of the lives around us. So, what's something that I would recommend that you do? So, to get out of these patterns and get yourself out of a place of fear and uncertainty because it's a shitty place to live. It's a shitty place to be, like when you're sitting around and you're feeling scared and you're beating yourself up and you're like, "I'm not enough. I should know the next step. I should know what my goals are. Poor me. I'm the only one that's struggling." Like that is so exhausting. So much energy is getting exerted onto nothing but stuff that we've made up in our own minds. So, I think one of the things that really helped me with breaking out of my own self-victimizing thought patterns that I, yes, definitely had a good ride on in the past was getting out there and having real conversations with other people. A lot of the time we go out and we get out there, we go out and about, we're not showing people all of us, we're just showing people the side that we think that they want to see, this successful side where we're happy and we're doing well and we're, ticking off the boxes, we're getting there, we're going somewhere, and look at us, look at me, I'm getting somewhere. And it's like we think that that's what people want to see. So, but really, what people want to see is that they're not alone. So put your guard down, get out there, and have real conversations with people. Hey, I'm going well, this is what I'm doing, but I do struggle with this sometimes. Sometimes I get really upset, sometimes I feel like I'm lost. Getting out there and speaking your truth and speaking all sides of the truth, not just the successful sides, but the sides where you are in fear and the sides where you do feel, like you're not enough, sharing that with other people is a great way to see and to understand that you are not alone, because people mirror people, and you'll find that the responses you get from just being open will surprise you. You will find that you are not the only one struggling, and that the person that you just opened up to is probably relieved to hear that they're not the only one that has no fucking idea what they're doing, what their purpose is, or where they're going. What a fucking relief it is to have real conversations with people where you just own all of the parts of who you are and you just put it out there. It's very relieving, and it's a very connecting experience to know that you're not alone. So I think that is super important. You know, say it right now. Go, you know, go out there, find someone, and have a real fucking conversation, and you'll find that you are not the only one, my friend. We are all in it together. You know, like, I've got some big goals for myself, big vision for my life goals, and I mean, an idea of what a purpose is, but I struggle every day just like everyone else. We all go through our shit, and we all have our own ways of dealing with it, and I think it's really important to just be sharing that journey with each other so we can connect and realize that we are all imperfect human beings. We are all on this ride of the unknown, and we might as well do it together. So life, this is a pretty, like, a quote you've definitely heard, but you know, it's an important one to share, and it's life is not a destination. Life is a journey. So if you think that tomorrow is going to be better than today, then you're avoiding living in the present completely. Of course, we have our ups and downs, and we are constantly riding the waves of life. But if you are just constantly living for tomorrow, going, tomorrow's going to be better. Once I get this, I'll be better. Once I live here, I'll be better. Once I get my new car, once I get that job, once I find my one and only and I get married, like, then I'll be happy. Then I'll feel fulfilled. Then I'll be satisfied. You are not living your life, because look, everything is temporary, and regardless of the future successes that you're going to have and how you feel right now in this moment is always going to be your life, and that is a fact. Let me repeat that. Regardless of your future successes, how you feel in this moment is always going to be your life. Yes, feelings change, circumstances change, but now is always going to be your life. So if you're living for the tomorrow and living for the future and living for the ifs and buts and whens I get here, when I do that, when I achieve this, I am sorry to tell you, but regardless of what job you get, what position you get, how good you think your relationship is, how good the person is that you end up with, how much money you end up with, you are always going to be living for tomorrow, and you're never going to be living now, and therefore you're never going to be living. So yeah, that's a really important thing to know, and this is definitely being a bit of an unplanned episode, but I just felt really called to share this today because, as I said, with the state of the world right now, there is a lot of uncertainty and there is a lot of fear. And it's really easy to convince ourselves that we're alone, because if we convince ourselves that we're alone, we, again, it's like a protective mechanism where the brain's like, if it's not my fault, then I'm gonna, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, then, you know, it's not on me. So it's funny how going through hard times can really reveal to us patterns like this, that even though they might be true to an extent, is it serving you? That's what really matters here. Everything that you're thinking about yourself, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, because 95% of the time, your thoughts are not based on facts, they're based on feelings, and your feelings are coming from your own perception, not from reality. So, if I can finish off with any piece of advice when it comes to, you know, really trying to reground in the moment and get calm and relax with the fact that living in the maybe is not a terrible thing, you are not broken, you are not an outlier here. I would say that most of us are living in the maybe, and we need to connect with that, and we need to share that with each other and follow your gut. That is the most important piece of advice I can give you. Follow your gut. Don't conform to the crowd. Don't conform to what you've been told you should do by other people. You have all of the power. Sorry about that, guys. My laptop charger stopped working. I'm back. Anyway, I was just finishing up the episode anyway. So, my final piece of advice was follow your gut. It knows the way. Follow your gut. Just put yourself out there. And when fear gets in the way, shove that motherfucker aside and just go for it. Doesn't matter what other people think of you, it matters what you think of you. So, focus on what you want your impact to be, and it's okay if you don't know that yet. Just keep moving, keep putting yourself out there, and keep trying different things. Constantly assess your thoughts, see what those patterns are, be aware of what you're feeding yourself, because what's more important than what you're physically feeding yourself are the thoughts that you're feeding yourself. So, if you identify some thoughts and patterns there that aren't serving you, that's your responsibility to reframe, and you can do it. You have the strength and you have the capability inside of you to sit with those thoughts and realize, shit, like my thoughts are just my thoughts. They're not reality. I have the power to shift this. I can shift my perception of my experiences now and in the past, and in turn, create better thought patterns, better ways of thinking and being that will not only serve with my own happiness and reduce my suffering, but also do the same for other people. Thank you for listening, guys. This was a short episode today. I hope you got something out of it. Feel free to message me if you have any questions, and I look forward to speaking to you guys in my next episode. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.